Y'all, it's your boy, Sheik Luch, LOX, D-Block. Yo, Ant, what up, man? My homie Sennis, what's good, man? Yo, check this out, y'all. If you're looking for the realest podcast and the most controversial, unfiltered host, you know what I mean? My homie Sennis, you heard? Check out Sennis, unfiltered with my boy, Ant. You heard right now we do, man. Subscribe now. Show love all day, every day, man. It's sick. You got, yo, it's a movement, y'all. Check that shit out, you heard? D-Block, Silverback Gorilla. Peace.
Congrats for the Ghost LOX D-Block. I want to wish one of my biggest fans congrats on a successful heart surgery and the launch of his new podcast, Cincy Unfiltered. You know what I mean? Anthony L., I'm glad you back. Love is love. Stay strong. D-Block forever. So everybody go subscribe to Sen, S-E-N-E-S-E, Unfiltered, man. Subscribe and show love. Ghost told you so. D-Block, yeah.
Yo, Ant, what up? It's Hendrix, you know the vibes. We gon' keep it all the way unfiltered. Hottest podcast in the game. Yep, yep. Sinise Unfiltered. You rockin' with Sinise Unfiltered. 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 Sinise Unfiltered. Let's talk about sports and the politics. Let's talk about music, talk about life. If you ain't tuned in, then you out of it. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. Sinise Unfiltered.
What up? This your boy, Ant. Thank you for tuning in to the Sinise Unfiltered podcast. And this week, I got my man from D-Block, Snipe Life, coming through. Interview coming up next. Let's go!
Yo, bro, I done went to L.A. to a nigga suck my dick. I went to Texas to a nigga suck my dick.
Like, it go silent, murder, when them bullets serve you. Silent, murder, that shit you never heard of. Silent, murder, they make you grab your burner and go.
What up? It's your boy, Ant, Sinise Unfiltered Podcast. And this week, I got my man for D-Block, Snipe Life, joining me. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What up?
What's up, brother?
Already know.
Hey, sorry for the technical difficulties, man.
Nah, you know, things happen sometimes, man. You know, but we figure it out, and we still keep it going.
No doubt. Well, hey, man, it's an honor to have you on here, man. I'm a huge, you know, D-Block fan. First of all, say congratulations. Congratulations on the new bundle of joy, man. How's the baby and mama doing?
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody's good. Baby girl is good, getting chunky. Thanks for asking, man. Just a blessing.
Yes, it is, man. Yes, it is. Awesome. So, hey, man, so when did you realize you had the gift to rap and you wanted to take this professionally?
When I wanted to take it professionally, you know, I say as a kid, you know, just when I first ever, you know, decided that I wanted to, you know, be a rapper, so to speak, I always saw it from the professional, you know, aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ironic. Like, you know, literally the ground steps was, you know, doing it for the love of the culture growing up as a student. I always kind of seen myself doing it professionally. But I guess I could say that the best answer that when my peers really told me, like, yo, you should really, like, you know, keep going, keep taking it seriously. I just got to say I was just, like, still a kid, you know, early teens, you know what I'm saying? Probably, like, 13, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I 14, like, because, you know, I used to rap in a little group.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, we had deals offered to us when we was 14.
Oh, wow.
But we was minors, so we couldn't sign them. There was a whole thing with Dr. Dre with Aftermath East, you know, during the mid-90s. And we was kids, you know, like I said, too young to sign on, but we was, you know, doing a lot of work with them.
Okay.
So, you know, that's when I really knew, like, yo, oh, I could really get, you know,
get
some money out of this.
Yeah, definitely.
Word up.
So who were some of your biggest influences in hip-hop that made you want to be a hip-hop artist?
Man, again, man, you know, I go back to, just being a kid playing with my toys and, you know, coming up in a single parent home. You know, my mom's, you know, she had me when she was like 17, so she was young, you know.
Yeah,
so I kind of grew up with my, you know what I'm saying, I grew up with my mom, so I could just picture being a kid, you know, maybe 8 or 9 years old, you know, at the most. But I remember, like it was yesterday, she would be like cleaning up the crib and playing music. And she would play Big Daddy Kane a lot, or he would come on the radio. I don't know what the situation was, but I would hear him a lot. And I think that was the biggest influence for me because, like after hearing him, it made me want to be in the game. It made me pay attention to the culture, to the hip hop, because he was just so ill to me.
Definitely
hearing him as a kid, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I don't know why Big Daddy don't get the respect he deserves. When you talk about like all time hip hop artists, man, he needs to be up there. And a lot of people they don't have him on this list but that's crazy.
Yeah, he's Hall of Fame. He's Hall of Fame. But you know, I was a kid that grew up a lot faster. You know what I mean? I was an old soul, young. I did a lot of things early. You know what I mean? Maybe that wasn't, like, right for my ears at the time. But, you know, growing up in that era, like, it was a different set of rules. So,
yeah.
That was the music of the environment. I was just a young cat. You know, my uncles was all gangsters and hustlers. And I would see, like, all the old-time hustlers, and they would come through. And I would remember the songs and stuff that they would play. You know, like EPMD, Bucket Hats, and I was just a kid looking up, like, wow, like that's hip hop, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it just graduated though, you know, just going back to what you said, segueing back to that, it just graduated to me becoming a teenager, and then, you know, obviously it's a different set of MCs that was on my conscience at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So how'd you get signed with D-Block?
I mean, you know, D-Block is, that's family, you know what I'm saying? Like, before the rap, you know, we from the same neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? I was a kid, you know, just around them before, you know, Puff and the shiny suits and all that. DMX is not from my particular projects, my particular hood. He's from School Street in Yonkers, but he always frequent my neighborhood. My neighborhood was, like, just fortunate for me at the time. My neighborhood was, like, one of the most popular area in Yonkers because it was home of the Locks. You know what I'm saying? And DMX was there all the time because his baby mom lived in the building. So he was there every day. So they were legends in the streets before they became who they are today. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So even back then, just being affiliated, being around them, you know, of course, was a big influence, but It was a good calling card because we knew that they was going to do it eventually. We seen it already.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So me being a part of it wasn't like, oh, yo, you nice. Yo, come get down with us. I grew up under them. You know, I'm like 11, 12, you know, they 14, 15, you know, but I'm able to hang outside. And I'm rapping and I'm the nicest out of all of the shorties. So I always had a relationship with them from then.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So me, like, I'm a huge LOX fan, man. Those are my dudes, man. To me, nobody spits harder than my man Styles. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I love about the Locks, like you said, they've been together, you know, since you was a kid for so long. And one thing I love about them, respect them, you don't hear no problems with those dudes at all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because we don't believe in the social media thing. Don't get it twisted, though. We be arguing, we be doing all that.
Yeah,
shit,
of course,
you know
what I'm saying?
But yeah, we don't coincide with the mentality nowadays. It's like so quick to go post your feelings.
Yeah,
we ain't from that era, so like you'll never see that with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So working with
you'll never see that with them. You know what I'm saying?
So working with the Locks, how have they impacted your career, and what have you learned from them?
I mean, you know, I mean, it's something I always saw, you know, from a distance, you know, again, you know, I got my own story, which connects to them and my own routes that I had to take to get where I am today with them. But, I always kind of knew it. You know, Luke used to tell me when I was a shorty, he would always tell me like, yo, you know, we're going to put you on, I got you, you know, once we get, you know, the talk, but, you know, they backed up what they said, you know, gave me the opportunities. I came again, funny about my story, You know, we all from the same neighborhood, but I am the first to incorporate my block. And when I say incorporated, I turned my block building address, which is 354, turned it into a company, which is 354 Entertainment. And I kind of made a lot of noise with that first before I actually joined D-Block. This is the, you know, the Smack DVD era, the Cocaine City DVD era, era, the On the Come Up DVD era. And, you know, you either was nice, you was on that pimp, your mixtapes was buzzing, you know, you was getting thousands of downloads with the little trophy. That's how you knew you was making noise, or you was all over these DVDs. And I was doing that both as an artist under my own company that I started with one of my big brothers, my man, shout out my man WAP. We started 354 Entertainment, and I just pretty much took it from there. And then when I got down officially with D-Block, obviously it just gave me a bigger platform, you know what I'm saying? But I had a nice head start run, you know what I mean, before I actually, you know, cemented it, you know, officially.
Okay, that's what's up. So, you know, 2019, you came out with an album, Puzzles in the Sky. What's the significance of that album for you, and how important was that album to you?
Man, it's just, you know, advocating for autism awareness, you know. My son being diagnosed with autism, you know, at a young age, obviously, you know, for those that know, you know, that 18-month to 36-month range, you know, where most families, you know, come across this diagnosis, and I was just, you know, one of countless many. And, you know, I did a lot of advocating for it, you know, before it got as cool as it is today. Because it's getting better. You know, I can see, you know, now from doing it 10-plus years, I see that it's getting a lot better. A lot of more people getting involved. We got a long way to go. But, you know, as far as music and hip-hop and the culture, there wasn't anyone talking about it, you know. And I would do a lot of fundraisers. I would do a lot of celebrity basketball games. You know, a lot of things that didn't show up in the stat sheet, you know, because it was for my real life. It was for personal reasons. It wasn't for clout. Yeah. And, you know, I just felt that at one point I would be able to do something like this. And it was just something that I always, you know, just always had on my mind like that. I just didn't really have the motivation to do it until my son, who's nonverbal, you know, he doesn't really talk fluid conversations, but he understands, you know what I'm saying? I can talk to him, but just to put that out there, but he's nonverbal. I took him to the studio. He's very music oriented, and he actually executive produced it. He picked out all the beats that I actually end up doing the songs to. That's really the significance, with just showing, you know, the strength, you know, and the geniuses that we have in these special needs kids. And, you know, sometimes just having a little more compassion and a little more awareness goes a long way. So I just figured, like, it's cool. You know, I'm with the cool guys. I know all the celebrity. I know all the stars. You know, I know everybody. And I just felt like it was just cool, something that I could give back to the culture, for one. That's just as a kid, always being a student of, and just something I could give back as a legacy to my son, you know, to be his voice. And for those out there all over the world, the country, they got stories too, and they just don't have a platform to say it on. So I just figured, you know, one of the most important things from all cultures, races, doesn't matter. One thing about autistic kids, more than a little of them, a high 80-90% of them love music. So that's the one thing that could bring us all together. So long story short, that, you know, that's where we had Puzzles in the Sky. And again, it was executive produced by my son with autism, who's nonverbal, and I just thought it was something ill to give back to the culture.
Yeah, brother, that's awesome, man. And as a warrior dad, you know what I'm saying? What advice would you give, you know, to another parent or someone who has a child who has autism? Because like I said, you know, as a father, I can do something a certain way. You might do something a different way. We all can learn from each other. What advice would you give?
Absolutely.
What advice would you give to a parent?
You know, just for those that's listening, you guys can follow my Instagram handle, which I probably did at the end of the interview, but I felt like it's a good segue right here.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
My Instagram, Snipe Life D-Block, every Thursday we do a autism live. I got a close brother who's also a fellow warrior dad, my brother Midtown. His Instagram handle is puzzles.voice page, and we do an autism Warrior Dad Chronicle every Thursday at 4 p.m. And we give out advice and we share ideas and information back and forth with anyone. And I just want to say, overall, just in general, to answer the question, you know, never settle for less. Never allow, you know, the schools, the counselors, the quote unquote doctors and psychologists tell you exactly what to do with your child and be satisfied with. I think life experience overrules all type of PhDs and all of that you can have. Definitely. Life experience trumps everything. So as parents, stay down, stick to your gut instinct, never settle for less, always want more for your child. And, you know, love starts in the home, man, because, you know, these kids are pure. You can't teach them racism. You can't teach them jealousy or envy or deceit. They don't wake up thinking who they're going to rob or who they're going to hustle and sell to. So we got to try to keep certain things sacred as pure as we can. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Hey, man, I thank you for that, man. That's great, brother. I appreciate that, man. I love what you're doing, man. I love what you're doing. So, hey, man, I know you got an album coming out. I remember when I first heard you, bro, I think it was on the D Block, the mixtape, with that Discipline joint.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Yeah, yo, that's my joint right there. I love that track. So tell me about the new album coming out.
The new album is called Ingenuity. I decided to hold back because I had a lot of really cool features on this. This was like a personal milestone for me. Long story short, again, I grew up as a kid in the golden era of hip hop. All of these guys were guys that I would listen to and argue about and have debates about. So I have people like Little Fame, Billy Dance, M.O.P. Of course, I got my big brothers, the Locks.
Yes, sir.
I got dope dudes like Roy Flush and, you know, the list goes on, man. Rest in peace, Sean Price. I got his wife on there. I got Ruff, Helter Skelter, you know, Trigger the Gambler, my brother Rusty Jokes, just a whole bunch of ill dope MCs that I used to listen to growing up. Smith and Wesson also on there. And it's just a collective. It's a time. I feel like it's a time capsule for hip hop. Mm-hmm. It's just something we could plant in the ground and we could come back to 25 years later. I think it's one of these type of projects. So again, I called the Ingenuity. It'll be out this spring. I'm actually doing probably three parts. So it'll be Ingenuity's a three part series. Mm-hmm. I already have the first two ready. So between spring and early summer, I'm just going to flood the market. Got a lot of music I've been holding. A lot of fans been hitting me, inboxing me, asking me about the process, the progress of it. So, yeah, just I'm glad to share it here with you. You know what I'm saying? Ingenuity this spring. Definitely. Yeah,
definitely, bro. I can't wait for that to come out, man. And speaking about hip-hop right now, you know, cause like I said, LOX, yourself, the hardest spitters in hip-hop to me. You know what I'm saying? In this day and age, it's like hip-hop, I mean, it's changed so much. It's like it's a lot of mumble rap, you know what I'm saying? And these dudes, they don't talk about anything anymore. You know, like my sons be in the car, hey, Dad, let me put this on. After 2 seconds, I'm like, take it off. you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What are your thoughts on the state of hip-hop right now?
I mean, we've seen it. It's a long time coming, man. We've seen this coming. I've said this, you know, previous years that it was gearing this way. You know, it's just one big table, like a Wheel of Fortune table is being spent and is landing on certain, you know, time frames and phases. And, you know, we had these different phases, not to this magnitude, but that's due to the technology. And, you know, that just make everything go up. But we've seen this before. We've seen the shiny suits. We've seen the Playboy image, the rollies in your sky. Mm-hmm. We've seen that play out. And then we've seen DMX come with the hoodies and bats and chains, and it was cool to be rugged again and wear big jeans and things like that. And, you know, now it's just the state of hip-hop is just more industrialized. It's not really about the culture, which is sad for me as a young kid coming up in it, as a student. Uh-huh. You know, the one thing that we did that they don't do now is pay homage to the pioneers enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like everything is just everything is digital now. So digital comes with a microwave mentality. So when I was a kid, as just early in high school, and we heard Illmatic, we would open the cover and look at the credits and look at the pictures on the inside and, you know, dissect the whole album. Nowadays, you can't even do that. You can't even get these kids 15 songs. They ain't listening to that shit.
Definitely.
They fast forward it. That's why EPs is popular. Because it's just a microwavable thing. I'm not mad at the process of this hip-hop is changing people's lives. They're feeding their families. Young boys are out here. They doing. You know, when we was young, they used to tell us, yo, y'all hot. You used to be like, yo, shut up. We got it. So it's like kind of the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But it is a little different because we had the principles. Like, some of these principles is missing now, a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? But I like the way, I like financially where the state of hip-hop is going, because it's feeding families, it's taking people off the block, getting people out of jail, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just a part of the culture. There always got to be a percentage in there where we do it for the love. And that's where the competitiveness came. That's where the lyricism and all that creativity came in. I think we lack in that because it's overshadowed by just getting money. Everybody's a millionaire now. You look on Instagram, nobody's struggling. Everybody's a big-time hustler. Everybody's everything. So, you know, it's a gift and a curse. You know what I mean? So me, just long story short, I just try to stay my legacy. I wanted to just be that it was about the culture, like, first. We always try to put the culture first. It's most important because that's our legacy. That's the shit we leaving behind.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I was listening, shout out to the Blaze podcast, my man Kevin. Listen, his podcast.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's my dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my brother right there, man. He had Jay Hood on a few weeks ago. Yeah, and Jay Hood was like, these cats, like you said, they don't care about lyrics anymore. You know, it's like they can care less about lyrics. And you can be spitting some hot shit, but they're more focused on the hot beat and you know, some stupid crap.
It's something you can snap your fingers, get a dance to it. And you know, like, for me, as far as region-wise, you know, we all know, like, this shit started in hip-hop, you know, started in New York, you know what I mean, and it branched out, and it became international, you know what I mean? But now, like, as far as the region, it's like, there's no conscience of boundaries. There's no barriers, because now all these cats from New York, they don't sound like New York rappers. They sound like Chicago rappers. They sound like Atlanta, down south rappers. That's the part that's killing me. Like, for somebody that's there for the culture and about the lyrics and all that, like, yeah, it's hard to put these guys, like, in hip-hop quotables when everything is drilled. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't hearing no bars off of that, though.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So, I know your boy Whispers got a new joint coming out. I know he has a new track called Raise Ramon, you know, that you're in.
That's my brother.
Yeah, that he, another dope artist, man. Is there any artist you haven't worked with yet that you would like to?
I mean, I got an ill catalog, man. I know. There's a lot of records that I'm hearing now, like in the last year or two, that people were just hearing, like, on YouTube, just being posted, like, you know. So it's just ill. It's fun, and it says a lot to the hard work when people start still stumbling over music that I put out like 5+ years ago and they're still stumbling on it. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like I work with like all the dream cats I really want, but if I wanted to just like put it in that proper perspective, I would say like one from the golden era as a kid growing up. I probably would always wanted to do a song with like Nas, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That type of caliber. And as far as like nowadays, again, like, everybody kind of sound the same. It ain't no knock. Because that's, you know, they feeding their family. They having fun. It's cool. Don't listen to me like I'm an angry old head. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, because I get it. My nephews and all that, they do the same thing. Everybody's dancing and, you know, but, like, as far as, again, like, as far as this era, you know, I do like the more low class, like the Joey Badasses, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got records with my brother Smoke Dizza, but I like those cats. You know, the Benny the Butcher, those are our brothers too. Very close family. You know, but yeah, like I'm just really more about the lyricism. So, you know what I mean? There's a lot of dope cats out there now like that. Again, they weren't there when we started, but they became and they started their lane and when their time started. But there's a lot of dope cats, Flea Lord and 38 Spech.
Yeah, you know, hey, yeah, they from a hometown, Raptors in New York. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a lot of dope. You know, again, there's a lot of dope. You know, one of my young homies, his name is Riggs. He's from up there too.
Yeah.
Again, dope lyricists, man, and you know that's where I'm really at, man. But you know, all it takes is all I need is a hook from Drake. I'm out of here. It don't matter what's going on. Y'all can have all this shit in, man. Give me a hook from Drake, man. I'm good.
So, Snipe, who are your top 5 all-time hip-hop artists? Your top 5.
Ah, man. You know, it's a tough one, man, but not to even drag it, man. You know, when you say top 5, for me personally, when I hear that, it's not a race about like numbers or clout and all mm-hmm. that. Like mm-hmm. it, when I think of the top five, I think of the top five MCs that actually had influence and impact in my actual life.
Okay, there
you
know
what I mean? So it don't got nothing about record sales. It don't got nothing to do about, you know, the legacy of anything. It's mm-hmm. just what actually was the soundtrack to my life. You know what I'm saying? And I would have to say, you know, again, being at that era, at that time when I was conscious enough to know, like, yo, you rapping, yo, you a shorty, but you nice and the OGs love you. You know what I mean? A lot of the soundtrack music to my life then was Mobb Deep, so I gotta put Mobb Deep up there.
Okay.
I gotta put Nas up there. I gotta put Biggie up there. Of course, I gotta put Jay up there. And I even got to put Pac up there.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? I'm a huge Pac fan.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? By the way, I'm a huge Pac fan. I love Big. You know, the Locks, his home team, connected to Big and all that. But I always was a Pac fan. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
But those five right there was probably the most impact. And you know, honorable mention as best Hall of Fame, of course, is Big Daddy Kane and Rakim. They like shoelaces, like they don't kind of go one without the other. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, you know, it's been a year. I want to switch topics real quick. You know, it's been a year since Ahmaud Arbery was killed for jogging. You know, jogging
right.
being black.
Right.
Let's just be real with it.
Right.
How important mm-hmm. how mm-hmm. important is it to you to use your platform to speak on these racial issues that we have?
Oh, I mean, it comes with technology, man. I think it's a must. It's detrimental. You know what I'm saying? That everyone that has any type of platform that they speak on these things, because you know, again, technology. You know, we're in a time where we actually are seeing the injustices. You know, we grew up, you know, reading about them in books. You know, it was a lot of history. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. now we're like getting a front row seat to a modern style of what our ancestors went through. So to be able to have this platform, it raises a lot of awareness and a lot of attention. So it's important, and it's important to be woke. You know, when people say, oh, be woke, you know, it just means just be consciously understand at least some of your history and what current events is going on and how it impacts your community. That's what being woke is about. You don't got to be the smartest ass, the smartest guy in the room. You don't got to be a smart ass like a lot of the trolls on social media.
Yeah.
It's just knowing, you know, knowing your culture, knowing how it impacts your community, and trying to, if not surround yourself with, connect, network, or share some ideas to better those situations. Because then if not, we just running in the same circles. And I think just speaking on our platform gave us an opportunity to do that. So, you know, it's definitely important. We wasn't able to have a voice like this as we got now. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely. Appreciate that. So I know, you know, we got the album coming out in the spring. What else is in the future for Snipe Life?
Man, just, you know, playing my hand, man, just enjoying it. You know, in all honesty, man, you know, I never really looked back, you know, just where I started to where I am. And it's just been a hell of a journey, an amazing run, man. I turned down a lot of deals. You know what I mean? I stayed loyal to my big brothers. You know, I was able to travel around the world, you know, and you know, it just all started just being a knucklehead, you know what I'm saying, and going to jail, going to prison, you know, being a kid, growing up in the prison system. And I missed all of those opportunities. So to see, be able to still kind of catch it and be relevant enough is just a blessing, man. You know what I mean? This shit just keep going on and on. You know, I got the company here. I got a few artists I'm working with. You know, I've been trying my hand at this acting thing. We got a nice movie coming out. It's called Onyx. It will be streamed through maybe Hulu or Netflix, one of those type of venues that will actually premiere it through. I'm one of the main characters in that, so I think it's a real pretty dope movie. Got some cool dope guests in there. And yeah, man, like I said, the list goes on and on. By the way, I am the first bookie in my city. You know, I brought the culture to my town. You know what I mean? Just for all my sports fanatics out there, we got a podcast. It's called The Live Dog Lounge. You can look us up on the Clubhouse app. You know what I mean? We're starting there. But just a lot of non-musical things, you know, my hands are involved in. And, you know, I learned from the brothers, you just got to stay active. And a lot of stuff don't need to be broadcast. There's a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes that the people and the fans don't realize. So when my documentary dropped this summer, I got a lot of stories that people are going to be mighty shocked about. There's a lot of cool things and things that the fans probably didn't know about some of their favorite artists. So I'm going to share all that. I got a documentary I'm shooting this summer. So that's gonna be dope too. So yeah, man, just working, constantly working, brother.
No doubt. I know you say, you know, you got caught up in the system when you were younger, making bad decisions. What advice would you give to a young artist trying to come in the game?
Oh, man. First thing I like to tell, like, the newer cats that just come in the game is, you know, keep your contacts, keep up with your contacts. You know, one of the things that's one of the flaws of mine, some blessings that I blocked, you know what I mean? Having some very influential, high-powered people on my contact list and just not utilizing them enough. So I would say don't make that mistake. Utilize your contact. It's very important to network. It's very important to utilize those networks, though. I think you can't say that part enough. Just stick to your script, you know. Be honest with yourself, and you have to be a hard critic on yourself, because that's how you push yourself to be better. A lot of people, they try to give you the easy way out. But, you know, I come from where you had to really scratch and claw. You know, you had to go to somebody else's neighborhood, and you had to be better than their best MC. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays, you can do that shit from your house. You can be right behind your computer, and you can go viral. So, you know, utilize the talent that you have. But, you know, respect the culture, man. Respect the culture. Pay homage, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Pay homage to those, you know what I mean, that came before you.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so Snipe, if somebody trying to get in contact with you, how should they reach out to you? Where can they find you at?
Yeah, man, I'm on, you know, on the social media handles, man. Y'all can catch me on Instagram, Snipe Life D Block, on Twitter at The Real Snipe Life. You know what I mean? I kind of suck on the Twitter right now, pause, because I've been more like Instagram. I'm still on Facebook. I got a Snipe Life D Block page. If you're a fan of Facebook, if you're trying to reach me, any one of those three platforms, you know what I'm saying? I'm down to earth. I talk back. I ain't a robot. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yo, man, it's been an honor to have you on here. Like I said, man, I've been a fan for a long time. You know, I can't wait. You know, the summer, you got the album coming out, the movie, the documentary. You know, I can't wait for all of that, man. I appreciate you so much for coming on. And thank you for being patient, man.
Yeah, man, you know how I go, man. This is a game of showbiz. Sometimes shit happens, and we keep it moving. You know what I mean? Appreciate you having me.
Oh, appreciate you, brother. Love.
On behalf of the whole D-Block, we appreciate you. And let's just keep the culture going, man. It's brothers like you, you know? Like, I got a short list. I don't say it too often. I might have said it maybe once, maybe twice before. But I'm saying it now. We need brothers like yourself. You do your research, you do your homework, you come in with the right type of question, intellectual, smart, know the culture, know about the game. We need more brothers like y'all, you know what I mean? So keep pushing that culture forward with these interviews. Get these dope artists that don't get a chance, that some regions, these fans don't get a chance to hear about, you know what I mean? Tap in with them and let them tell their story. This is dope. I'm always here for you, though, bro.
Yeah. Definitely. I appreciate it so much, man. Yo, it's been Sinise Unfiltered. It's been D-Block Snipe Life. We out. Yeah. Thank you, my brother.
You already know. One love.
One.
Play the game like chess, like it's my only move.
Got a homie with an ounce, got a homie on the count. Got a homie with the shotgun, sitting on the couch. Got a homie that I'm bringing to the plug, got a vouch. Got a homie that's gonna drive us there, said we gotta bounce. Got homies in the slums, got homies in the bin. Got homies out of town, moving work, do they think? I tell you what I got, I ain't talk about money. But you bet I got a homie that would hit you with the dummy. He gon' wrap you like a mummy, throw dick up in your bunny. Get the cold to the safe, yeah, this thug life is funny. Got a homie that is blood, got a homie that is crip. Got a homie that is icy, but he ain't never slip. Other homies to connect, yeah, we get it every trip. Other homie working out, yeah, we get it every dip. But we still got the hammer when we pull up to the strip. You got homies too? Then you know how the homies do. Homies that'll die for me, I ain't never told them to. If honor is still notable, keep your homies tight. That's a hip-hop quotable.
Goose, I got homies. homies that really ride for me. Couple of homies that get high with me. Get knocked with the pie, they gon' lie for me. Home team, they bangin', you can't slide on me. You got homies, know how the homies do. Play the game like chess, like it's my only move. You got homies, know how the homies do. Play the game like chess, like it's my only move. I got plenty of homies that I grew up with. Some still stuck in the past and they shoot up shit. Others still clutching the bag that they blew up with. Can't tell your homie your secrets if you don't trust shit. I got a circle of homies that I can send and ride. They pick you up and drop you off like it's Enterprise. No plane, but I'm a pilot when I let it fly. I got a homie that bang, he threw his pain aside. I got a homie named Bucky doing a life bid. And he reppin' until they turn off his light switch. D-block to the death, we keep a tight click. A couple felons, ain't no telling when they might flip. I got a homie that's crooked but took the straight path. He turned his cooked up base into real estate cash. Now we the realest in the state and you can do the math. Still living off experience, that's the illest path. I got homies that really ride for me. Couple of homies that get high with me. Get knocked with the pie, they gon' lie for me. Home team, they bangin', you can't slide on me. You got homies, know how the homies do. Play the game like chess, like it's my only move. You got homies, know how the homies do. Play the game like chess, like it's my only move.
I'm the homie on the loose, like you killin' Bishop. I'm the homie with the juice. Niggas call me Ghost, I'm the homie that'll poof. Niggas think they fly, I'm the homie on the roof. Throw your ass off, I'm the homie with the chip on the tooth and the shoulder too. I'm the mongoose in the cobra room. I'm the old homie that know the rules. Whoever break them or to get broke, shit is overdue. Homie with the handgun and the shotgun too. I take a knife fight, invite if I got one too. Sun Tzu, had an art of war, I got one too. I kill you on my 3-4, imagine my 1-2. Listen homie, I'm the homie that'll kill you at home. They call me hallway holiday, just leave me alone. Ghost.
I got homies that really ride for me. Couple of homies that get high with me. Get knocked with the pie, they gon' lie for me. Home team, they bangin', you can't slide on me. You got homies, know how the homies do. Play the game like chess, like it's my only move. You got homies, know how the homies do. Play the game like chess, like it's my only move. Play the game like chess, like it's my only move. Play the game like chess, like it's my only move.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sneeze on Filter podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for some more on filter discussions. And Sneeze on Filter maniacs, remember, if we stand together, we can change the world. Love, live life. I'm out.